Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, everyone. It's Carol J. Dunlop, your hostess with the mostest and with the most hoarseness right now. I have to apologize for my voice. It sounds a little scratchy. But we're going to get through it, right? I think it's a mixture of allergies and a cold or whatever, but I wanted to bring this information to you because it's very, very important. So I wanted to thank you for joining in, for listening, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the downloaded replay. You are important, and I am very glad you're here. I am your hostess, Carol J. Dunlop. I'm known as the Online Wow Strategist. And I'm also an Amazon number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business, 10 Ways for Savvy Entrepreneurs to Stand Out, Stop Struggling, and Start Profiting. Now today, hopefully my voice will last through this, but today we're talking about how to grow your list using social media. So get a pen and paper or your iPad or your phone or whatever you're listening with, because this is going to be some valuable information that is going to help you. Because as I always say, if you don't have a list, you don't have anybody to talk to. And if you don't have anybody to talk to, there's no one to buy from you. And if no one buys from you, you don't have a business, right? So we're going to get your list blown up. Because if you want to know how to make your phone ring with client inquiry calls, your email inbox fill up with requests, and your calendar overflow with strategy calls, and best of all, get your PayPal account to start sending you, quote, unquote, you've got money notices, then listen up because this is going to be really cool. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Know this or not, but you can actually make money from your social media and you can actually add people to your list so that you can make more money, right? So I'm glad you're here and we're going to jump into this because growing your list leads to having a bigger audience to talk to and to promote to and who will buy from you. Okay, and I've got five ways that you can do this, so kind of stay tuned. I've got my water here. I'm going to take a sip really quickly. Hold on one sec. So I'm trying to stay hydrated, and we're going to do this, get into it. Okay, point number one. What can you do on social media to get clients to opt into your list? Number one, you need to talk about what you do. That seems really simple, but for some reason, people forget that when they're putting stuff out onto social media or when they're getting ready to post or when they're getting ready to do a video or do a blog article, which is part of social media, by the way, or they're posting a long-form post on like LinkedIn or Instagram or something. All those things are social media platforms that you can use to get the word out about what you do. So you need to talk about what you do. You need to talk about, you know, how great your clients are, who your clients are. You need to talk about the things that you actually help them with. I actually had a call this morning. I call it a virtual coffee where we can meet anywhere. We can do it on Zoom or we can do it on over the phone. We can do it on Skype, whatever's convenient for me and the person that I'm talking with, and it's really just a chance to get to know them and for them to get to know me. I'm not trying to sell them anything. I just really want to have a chit-chat. Let's get to know each other. And this morning, the lady that I was talking to, she was so awesome. She was like, well, Carol, tell me more about what you do and, you know, who your people are that you work with. And so I told her, you know, I went all the way back to the beginning, right, 25 years ago, which we're celebrating, my husband and I, are celebrating our 25th anniversary this June. Yay, us. 25 years in business and in marriage. So I went all the way back and told her about that. She found that very interesting. I don't do it all the time, but you know, there is a time and a place to tell your story, put your stuff out there, because if you don't tell your story, somebody else will, and you might as well tell it yourself so you can tell it right. So I told about how we got started, and we got started with the WWW, World Wide Web, before anybody even knew what the heck that was. So she was very interested in that. And then we actually started doing websites for people because we figured out these entrepreneurs who were, you know, pioneers on this new frontier of the WWW wanted to get the word out. And being smart, savvy entrepreneurs as we were, and we knew that others were, they could find a way to do it, and creating a website was the best way. Now, back then, the websites of yesterday didn't look like the websites of today. They were more like brochures and standalone. They really just copied the stuff that you had in your flyers or your pieces that you gave out. But now, nowadays, websites can do so much more. They can be interactive. They can actually cater themselves to show the information to the user that the user wants at a certain time. You can, you know, you can have a time delayed content. You can have videos. You can have quizzes. You can have all kind of stuff. You can do just about anything. So you can make your website an extension of you and someone meeting you for the first time. And that really is what your website is supposed to do. So if you talk about what you do on social media, you can actually, I tell people to do a brain dump. Just get a piece of paper. It can be lined, unlined, in a composition book. You can pull it out of your printer. Doesn't matter. Just brainstorm all the things that you do in your business, every single subject that you cover, every single thing that you help your audience with, and just write it down. Just keep writing. Don't stop writing. Write, 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 write. Just as it flows into your brain, let it flow out of your head onto paper, just write it all down. And do that for about 30 minutes. After about 30 minutes, then step away from it, maybe take a couple hours or even a day off, and then go back to it and look at what you've written. And out of that, come up with like about 10 topics that you could talk about in social media, on a blog, and you've got your topics down. So, for instance, if you get one blog about some of the things that you do, about one thing that you do, and you create a blog, and let's say that blog is going to be, let's say, for instance, 500 words, and it has three different subtopics under that. Each of those subtopics can be a post on social media, right? And each of those headers can be a post for Twitter. And then you could take each of those headers and with that paragraph and create a graphic that's going to talk about what you're putting out there, and then lead them back to your blog to read the whole thing. Now, we just created like a 500 word blog with three subtopics. So we created one blog and created four post subjects, and we created four tweets, and we created subject matter for four videos or four audios. Look at the content that we just created that you can put out on social media. And it's telling about the things that you're doing right now that people want to know about. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I want you to talk about who you work with. Like this morning when I was talking to my new friend that I have, who actually, when we got off the phone, she said, "Hey, Carol, I want you to come and speak to a group of us about social media." You never know what's going to happen in a virtual coffee, a meet and greet, right? So that's a win for both of us. She gets to learn, they get to learn, and I get to speak. I love that. So talk about who you work with. Talk about the people, what their age groups are. You don't have to really say, "I work with people that are 30 to 40 and blah, blah, blah." You can say, "I work with purpose-driven entrepreneurs." Well, I know a coach, April Franks, who does just that. Or you can say, "I work with empowered leaders," or I work with new entrepreneurs. I worked with seasoned entrepreneurs. Whoever it is that you work with, tell people so that they can see that with what we call egoic label, EGOIC, egoic label, and they can self-identify themselves like, "I'm an empowered leader. I'm a purpose-driven entrepreneur. I'm a heart-centered entrepreneur. I'm a kingdom-driven business owner." You know, whatever the label is that you want to put on your people, or like, "I'm an entrepreneur. I want to know these things." So you make it easier for them to self-identify themselves. So you can say, if you haven't picked out who you work with, maybe it's couples who are in transition from being married to getting a divorce. Maybe it's that. Or maybe it's couples who are in transition from getting a divorce, from being in a divorce to getting married. Or maybe it's new moms who are going back to work. Or new moms who are trying to find healthy snacks for their kids. Or maybe it's recently divorced people. It could be entrepreneurs who are going back into the workforce. It could be whatever. Whatever it is, you need to tell people who you work with. And you need to tell people how you work with them. What do you do? What I tell people, like, look, we need to get on the phone and have a conversation. I either talk to them about a virtual coffee, which is, you know, like, no obligation to anything. And we get on and we find out about each other. We see if there is any synergies in how we can help each other build our business. People are pretty open to that, like, cool. And you never know what's going to come out of it. Some of my virtual coffees, I just gain a friend. Some of them, I find potential referral partners or potential JV partners. Or sometimes I've gotten clients off of virtual coffees, and I never even went into it like that. It just so happened that when we started talking, we found synergies, and they were like, oh, I need to hire you. And they did. But I have another session that I do, which is called an online wow assessment, where I actually look at the potential clients' social media, their website, and figure out where they're losing out on clients and tell them what they can do to stop it, which usually leads to them working with me. So you can have different calls that you go on, but basically, if you tell people who you work with, they're going to self-identify themselves and see if you're a good fit for them or if you're a good fit for someone they know. So that's the benefit of telling them who you work with. And you don't have to think about it like, oh, if I say this one thing, I'm leaving out all these other people. No, I mean, I work with entrepreneurs who want to convert their marketing into money. And that can include a lot of people, or that can include just a few people. Or if you're working with purpose-driven entrepreneurs, that doesn't mean that you don't work with small business owners or that you don't work with new moms or divorced people, because they could be business owners too. But if you say one specific thing that you work with, those people are going to gravitate towards you and think about, oh, so she helps these type of people and that's who I am. She can help me. Or she can't help me, but I know someone that she can. So does that make sense? I hope so. So talk about what you do. And the second thing is talk about who you work with. Third thing, this is really important. Talk about how you solve problems. So people, yes, they want to know what you do. Because they can, when they ask you that, they're trying to figure out if you're a fit for them or somebody they know. The second thing is when you tell them who you work with, they're trying to see if they fit into that category or know someone they do. But when you talk about problems, they are definitely thinking about you and how they can solve, you can solve their problem. Because if their problem, for instance, they have diabetes, their feet are swollen all the time, and when they, you know, when they're sitting down, they start to have that neuropathy where their feet feel like it's tingling. And then they happen upon a live or a blog post or a social media post or a tweet or a pin that you're doing saying, I have this solution to help you if you are a diabetic suffering from neuropathy or swollen feet. Your ears are going to go up and say, what? They're helping people with neuropathy or swollen feet? That's me, and I have diabetes. Let me go find out what that person is doing right now. So that's a benefit of telling them the problems that you saw. Now, you don't have to tell them, well, this is what I do. We have a consultation, and then I figure out if you need this or that. And they don't care about that stuff. They don't care what you do. They don't care if you have audios. They don't care if you have videos. They don't care if you have products. They just want to know how you solve the problem. What do you do? What do you do? I help you stop doing this. I help you start doing that. I help you if you're confused with this. I help you if you're confused with that. I help you go from this place to that place. That's what they want to know, because they are in their mind thinking, that person can help me, or no, not quite for me. I'm not into that right now, which is perfectly fine. Or they think, man, my sister could use them, or my friend, or my boss, or my cousin, or my next door neighbor. People are always thinking, so you have to put those little nuggets out there so that they can grab a hold of it, so that they're thinking, that's the whole thing. Remember a long time ago when Arsenio Hall used to come on. I don't know, I'm dating myself, but that's okay. I don't care. And he'd go, just makes you want to go, That's what you want people to do. You want to make them go, and think. Because if you make them think, then they're actually listening to you. If they're listening to you, they're going to listen more, and they're going to really think about, do I want to work with this person? Or do I know someone who they would be beneficial for, who might think of working with them? Because think about it this way. If you're out shopping, like us ladies like to do, men do it too, but not like the ladies do, and we find a perfect pair of red pumps. They are so awesome. You get on, you go back home and you get on the phone or you get on your social media, you're like, hey girl, I just found these red pumps that we were looking for, remember we were talking about, and they're down here at this place and you can get them for X amount of dollars. You're going to share the good news with people. So that's what you want to get people to do. So number one, talk about what you do on your social media posts. Talk about who you work with on social media, and talk about how you solve problems. So when you're brainstorming all the things that you do to help people, then you could do another piece of paper where you talk about who you work with. You know, what are those characteristics of the people you work with? Are they overweight? Are they underweight? Are they older? Are they younger? What's their age group? Do they like to go to movies? What movies do they like to go see? Do they like to watch TV? What TV programs do they watch? What magazines do they like to read? What people do they follow on social media? All that stuff is important. Why? Because if you get to really know them, really, really know them, then they'll get to know, like, and trust you and start buying from you. And then you talk about the problems that you solve, then it just makes them go, okay, hope you got that. All right, so number four, when you're putting out your information on social media, on your blog, in a post, in a tweet, in a pin, in a snap, or whatever you're doing, the one golden rule of every post you put out is always have a call to action, a CTA. A call to action is you're telling them to do something. People, this is so important. People get bombarded with these messages all day long, and if they're interested in you, and you put out this quote post, and this quote says, live your life great today. Okay, well, that's good. Live your life great today. It could be just a post. Or you could actually make it more impactful by describing how they could live their life great today. For instance, maybe you, excuse me, I have a lozenge in my mouth because my throat is drying up. So maybe you help single moms get fast recipes, quick and healthy recipes for their family. So you can say, live your life great today. That's the quote. But in the top part where you put the description, you can say something like, oh, it could be a great day today because you're actually going to find the best recipes for you and your family, and they're going to be happy. Then you put a CTA or a call to action and say, hey, go to my website and find the best recipes for you and put the website there. See what I'm saying? Simple and easy, but you do have a call to action at the end. Isn't that awesome? So you're helping them, and they're thinking, wow, this person is great. And I'm going to go check out their website and look at their recipes because I need them. So that's just an example. So everything you do should have a call to action. Now, of course, you can put out some fun posts that don't have a call to action. And it just, you know, maybe it's a GIF or, you know, a quote post or something like that. But the majority of your stuff should have call to actions in it because why? Social media is a tool. And social media is a tool to help you build your list. And remember what I said in the beginning about building your list. Your list helps give you an audience to talk to and to sell to. An audience of people who know, like, and trust you. And if they know, like, and trust you, they will buy from you. So add greatness to their life. Add awesomeness to their life. Tell them, yes, have a great day. Oh, you can make your day even better by going to my website and look at these recipes or whatever it is that you do. So remember to put that in there. Like I say, you don't have to put it in everything. Some can just be, you know, hey, it's a great day today. Boom. But the majority of your stuff, I'd say like 80%, needs to have some type of call to action in it to lead them back to your website And guess what happens on your website? This is how you get people on your list. You need to have an opt-in or something that people can you can give you their name and their email address so they can get on your list. That's the whole reason we got this social media thing going. It's not just so you can share pictures of your grandbabies, share pictures of your pets, talk about the latest thing you bought somewhere, unless it's from yourself. It is so you can introduce yourself to people in your audience who follow you and say, hey, I do this. I service these people. I solve these problems. If you go to my website, you can download this awesome thing that I've got that will help you do this. So let's go back to the moms who are looking for healthy recipes. Maybe you have an opt-in or a download that says, these are the five best healthy recipes you can cook in 30 minutes. Maybe that's what you're giving them as a gift. So you say, enter your email, have that little box on your site that says enter your name and email address, and these will shoot right out to your email inbox right away. So what's happened? That new mom who's looking for healthy recipes gets five of them that you've created for free, and you get her name and email address, and she's added to your list. There's a lot going on right there. But the bottom line is she's added to your list. So now when you create emails that talk to mom about these healthy recipes and about these services that you have, because maybe you have a recipe book that you want to sell her that has 100 recipes in it, or maybe you can customize her diet or the recipes that she has and convert them to healthy recipes, the fat stuff that she has that doesn't have any fat in it, no oils and stuff like that. I don't know, whatever it is that you do. Or, or maybe you are a person who creates hot shoes and you have an opt-in on your site at the very beginning that says, these are the 10 tips that help you find the hottest shoes for a low price. So they download that. They use your tips. They go out and find, ooh, these shoes are hot. And then you say, hey, I've got some more shoes. And then you tell them, hey, I create shoes just like this. Go to my store. So you get what I'm saying? It's kind of simple. It's kind of easy. It makes sense, right? So these people know you, like you, trust you, and they start to buy from you. That is how you use social media to build your list. Because if you have a list, you have an audience. If you have an audience, you have people that you can sell to. If you have people you can sell to who will buy from you, you got a business. Ding, ding. I hope that sounds good to you. Now, the fifth thing, so we talked about, number one, talk about what you do. Two, talk about who you serve. Three, talk about how you solve problems. Number four, have a CTA, a call to action, everywhere, in every post, your blog post, your tweet, your pin, whatever, your video. Number five, give them something that they're looking for, not what you think they should want or need. That's very important. You can't give people stuff that you, oh, they need this, so this is what I'm going to give them. They may not want that. They just may not want it. So you have to cater to their wants. What are they trying to do? What's their end goal? Go back to solving their problems. So, for instance, let's stick with the healthy the moms with the healthy recipes. So this mom wants a healthy recipe. They can do it 30 minutes or less. That will take time. That will not take that much time, 30 minutes or less. That will be healthy. It will make her feel good that she's doing something great for her family, and make her kids feel good because, oh, mom, this is delicious. This is great. And it doesn't take her that much time. So she's already been working all day. So now she gets home, takes her 30 minutes, fix the food. They eat together. Everybody's happy, right? So maybe you give her something, like I said, the five quickest recipes, 30 minutes or less. That's good. She wants that. She wants recipes that are 30 minutes or less. But what you have in store for her is maybe your program is how to revamp your traditional recipes that are fat-laden, not healthy, into healthy recipes, and I can do that. And we're going to do that together in my new program that's called From Fat to Fit or something like that. I just thought that up. So if you want her to get involved in that, you give her a piece. That opt-in is the five quickest recipes. And then when she gets on the list, you have an email system already set up. So the autoresponder goes, hey, thanks for downloading my five recipes. How would you like to know? These are great. I hope you like them. How would you like to know how to turn your old traditional recipes from your mother and your grandmother into fit, healthy recipes for you? And she says, great, I'd like to do that. Well, why don't you sign up for my new webinar and I'll show you. So she signs up for the webinar. She gets on the webinar. You go through the whole thing about how you started, you know, your whole webinar content. And at the end you say, this is a new program that I have out. It's going to teach you how to turn fat recipes into fit recipes. It's $4.97. I want you to sign up now. Boom, she signs up. What just happened there? You turned somebody that was on social media following you, thinking you're the best thing since sliced bread. They followed you over to your website. They downloaded your opt-in. They gave you their email address and their name. You created something that they wanted. And now, because you created something that they wanted, they signed up for their webinar to get something that they need. You see how that goes? So by doing these five steps, you could do that, right?
You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast.
So if you like that, and if you're ready to get paid in your pajamas and get your phone ringing, your email sending, and your PayPal notices coming with the You Got Money thing, I'm going to show you how to different ways that I've used social media to make money. Everywhere from using Facebook groups, social media posts, getting people on your email list, all this good stuff, and a brand new, guess what, masterclass that I got coming up on April 25th. It's absolutely free, and you can sign up right now. All you got to do is go to www.csicorporation.com/socialmediaMC. CSICorporation.com/socialmediaMC. I'm going to give you all my tips, tricks, and hacks for social media and show you how you can use social media to not only build your list but to make some money. Money, 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 money. So you can do the things that you always wanted. Because remember, I teach entrepreneurs how to convert marketing into money. And this time, we're converting social media marketing into money. So go ahead and sign up for that masterclass. It starts April 25th. You're right in time. CSICorporation.com/socialmediaMC. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Please say a prayer that my voice comes back and that I get better. And I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. I'll see you again next time.
Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.